Welcome to Office Hours. I'm David Meltzer. We are here at the Sirius XM Studios at the Wynn in Las Vegas. And we all know of Mr. Las Vegas. I got three amazing co-hosts, Kim, Brian, Blaine. Thank you for joining me. But the new Mr. Las Vegas to me is Mr. Beverly Hills. He is an extraordinary chef, entrepreneur, restaurateur. He's an owner as well, which is a big responsibility. You know what they say with employees and overhead, you've just cursed someone. Well, if that's true, this man's very cursed, but he's also blessed with so much talent and joy. My favorite part of Wolfgang Puck. Welcome to Office Hours.
Thank you. Thank you. And you know what I tell all my chefs? Don't spend time in the office, spend time in the kitchen. So I have to. Yeah.
great advice. Well, you are full of great advice. And what I love about you, beyond the successes that you have and the joy that you've brought other people through your restaurants, through the experiences, the hospitality, and of course, the delicious food, is the joy that you have. Every time I've seen you in person or virtually, you radiate a great energy of joy. And so I thought I'd go in a different direction than just knowing about the newest and latest and greatest in cookbooks and chefs and restaurants that you are launching around the world. But I really would love some advice as you are getting further along in your experience of some tips and traits that you can give me to have the joy that you have every day with all the successes, failures, and challenges that you've endured.
You know, I talk to a lot of young people because I have my youngest son, Alexander, just is leaving high school. He's graduating in a few weeks, going to college, and then not really knowing what he wants to do. He wants to go to business. He's going to the NYU Business School, and then some of their friends too. So I asked them, what do you really like to do? What is your passion? So I think, obviously, these days at 18, it might be difficult to find your passion. Hopefully, you find it when you go to college or when you go out in the wide world, you know, and find something you really love to do, something you're really passionate about. It. Don't look just at the dollars at first. Look at your own growth. You look at what you like to achieve. And then the money will come. You know, people are so focused on money all the time. And I tell them, when I was young, until I came to America, I never asked an owner of a restaurant in France, for example, I want this much money. I always told them, you know, pay me whatever you think I'm worth. And so it happened. I worked in good restaurant, learned a lot. And that really helped me then in the long run. But mostly, I think it's finding your passion, finding your love. I went yesterday morning, for example, to the fish market. You know, I'm 75 years old. I don't have to go to the fish market. I can send somebody. But I like to get up in the morning. I bought the most amazing salmon from the Columbia River. Last night, they did a great wine dinner in Chinois, and we served a scallopini, an escalope de saumon, which is a thinner slice of the salmon, barely cooked, with a ginger, soy, some Asian flavored sauce underneath, a little caviar on top. It was so good, and it made me so happy that I got up in the morning, because these people said, we never had salmon like that.
Wow.
So to me, that's what makes me live.
Amazing, huh, Kim? This is Kim Perryman. She's an amazing entrepreneur. Welcome to the legend of Wolfgang Puck.
Hi, Wolfgang.
Hello, Kim.
Hi. I agree with what you just said. When you are doing what you love, it's like you're not working. My question is, what are your top five non-negotiables for curating luxury experiences? I'm a event planner, and I'm also the founder of Easy Peasy Party Planning, which is an event planning school.
All right. You know what? Maybe I should get your address, because I think we might have to send some of our people to learn more. You know, everybody say, I know everything. I know how to do parties. But, you know, in life, growth doesn't come by talking a lot. Growth comes by listening, by learning, by being curious. So I think I love that, what you do. So what is not negotiable for me? Well, let me tell you, the quality. So to me, the quality of the ingredients for good cooking, that's how we start. Now I'm in the restaurant business. We do parties like the Oscars and many more, you know. So that is also the hospitality. To me, hospitality is just as important as the food. Number three is really, how do we make people feel? You know, that's important. When people spend their hard-earned money, even if they have a lot, you know, they want to feel good when they leave the restaurant. And I think that's really the main thing. There's so much competition out there. But if you make the people feel good when they leave, whatever you do to them, however you treat them, make sure that when they leave, they remember you, they might remember your name, they might remember the restaurant and says, I want to go back to this place because they felt taken care of. So I think that's really for me and for my staff, my managers, my guys who work with me, the women who work with me, you know, so that's really an important part. And to me, it's all about quality and having fun. You know, don't take it so seriously. This is not a heart transplant where the patient could die every second. Have fun while you do that. And I think that helps a lot also. And if you find what you love to do and you are happy to go to work, you will make the customers happy and you will make your coworkers happy. And I think that's really an important part too. And to me, that's some important things. I might find some more on the way out, but you know, make the people happy, make the people feel good. Even in the bank, like I told my banker, I said, you're in the hospitality business just like me. There are hundreds of banks out there. I can put my money anywhere. If they don't greet me nice, I don't want to walk into a bank and nobody says hello, nobody says, can I help you? And I just look around and say, where's the counter? Or nobody says, come over here. So it's so impersonal. You said, you know what? I don't want to go there. And I tell you one little story. It's a few years ago, maybe before the pandemic, I went to Barney's, you know, Barney's New York, the famous fashion store and department store in Beverly Hills. And everybody knows it's an expensive store. I know too. I went to buy two pairs of white jeans. I was going on vacation to Europe. And I walked up to the fourth floor, and there were four people in a little square on the computer. Nobody looked up, and nobody said hello. Nobody said, can I help you? And I said, this is crazy to have an exclusive department store. Why should I come here? Why should I give them my money if they don't treat me right? So sure enough, finally, I went to the counter where they were all looking at the computer, and I went like this, and I said, good morning. Is everything okay? And what are you looking at the computer for? I'm the only customer here. And they looked at me and thought, this is a weird guy. Actually, one guy said something to the other. I overheard it. So, and I think what happened is 2 years later, Barney's filed for bankruptcy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Now, Wolfgang, you and I have been friends for a while, and I have been dying for you to meet Brian Burke. He works with the greatest chefs in the world, with restaurateurs, owners, in a very exclusive high-end membership of people from around the world that have these exclusive events at restaurants like yours. So I'm sure the collaboration between two specialists in what they do in hospitality and quality, of a membership of hospitality and quality. Brian Burke, meet Wolfgang Puck.
Jeff, it is great to meet you. I founded Food First Travel with my wife, and we curate the world's best culinary travel experiences. We also have a dinner series that is launching, and one of our dinners is actually going to be at your flagship Spago in Beverly Hills for a private wine dinner. My question for you is, was there a specific defining moment in your career when you went from being a great chef to one of the world's best chefs?
You know, I think it doesn't happen overnight. It's like walking up a staircase, you know, like the song goes, the staircase to heaven. And I think for me, my life changed really first when I worked at Beaumanière in south of France, because Mr. Tullier really found somehow something about me and gave me the confidence. And I looked up to him and I said, I want to be like him. I love the way he cooked. I like the way he treated the guests and everything. So That was when I was 19 years old. When I was 24, I came to America. Obviously, that was probably the most important trip I took in my life.
Right.
Coming to New York and then going to Indianapolis and later on to Los Angeles. And then I worked in a restaurant called Ma Maison, which was bankrupt when I started. We made it successful because I made good food. And before the chef, a French guy, made terrible food. And then a big defining moment in 1981, beginning of 81, I found a space up on Sunset. And I told Patrick Deray, who was the owner of Ma Maison at that time, I said, Patrick, we have to start a management company where you and me are 50-50. And we can open more restaurants. We just don't have to have just one restaurant.
Right.
And then he just looked at me and thought I was just a dumb chef or something like that. And he looked at me and says, you know, I always gonna own 51%. That was the best line I always heard because I told him, you know, me too. Thank you very much. I give you 3 months and I'm leaving.
That's good.
Even as successful as Ma Maison was there, you know, I had friends like from Orson Welles to Chuck Lemmon to Sidney Poitier, you name them, they all used to come and eat there. But I said, you know what? I don't gonna have somebody out in front with a nice suit on telling me what I can do, what I can buy or not buy. So I think that was an important moment really in my life. And then I had to really figure it out really fast, you know, just like in life. You have to make more money than you spend. My mother told me that when I was 15, when I left my home, she said, you know, you don't want to make a lot of money, just spend less than you make and you will be okay. So, and that was always my theme now in the restaurants, you know, to be successful, you have to make more money than you spend. If not, it's difficult. You know, you have some bad months like in every business, but overall you have to watch the finances. And a lot of chefs forget about that. They just think, okay, I make the best food. They forget that hospitality is just as important. But they also forget it's a business. You know, we are running a business. If you do a party and it's far away, you have to pay for the employees to go there. You have to find the food and everything. It's not that easy. It's expensive. And if you don't charge enough, you lose money really fast. So I think you have to be really smart in doing business, just like any other business. You know, a business is business. So you have to figure it out to make money. If not, it's better not to do it. You don't want to do something to lose money.
Sounds like your mom could have written Rich Dad, Poor Dad, is making more money than you spend. Sounds like great advice. Blaine Bartlett, you've been giving me great advice for so many years. Being the elder statesman of the group, I'm sure you have some great Wolfgang Puck stories and questions for us.
Well, Wolfgang, it's a pleasure to meet you. I've been to Spago's. Yeah, I invested in a couple of restaurants in Germany years ago that are still doing quite well. A very good friend of mine was owned a Michelin restaurant for the Relais Chateau Group. And yes. I was struck by something that you said about the quality of ingredients when Kim asked a question. You know, the quality of ingredients is important. And it's not just the food I'm interested in here. You know, my experience of Spago, my experience of you just in terms of, you know, what I've read and what I've consumed, and I use that word very specifically here, what I've consumed in getting to know who you are and how you work is tied into how I see business. The purpose of business, from my perspective, is to create the experience of, to enhance the experience of living on this planet. And so when I come to a fine dining establishment, the experience is as important as the dining itself. And you mentioned something about your son, you know, going to high school and finding his purpose. Part of what I've discovered in my life, I'm 76, you're 75, is that
I think 76 soon.
Yes. Purpose lives inside, and it's a question of it, you know, being able to be called out. I don't go searching for it so much as I find ways to have it evolve and emerge. In your experience of your living life with the restaurants that you've created, the experiences that you've actually curated, that area of love, what is it that you would say you love that you can't not have in the work that you do?
Wow. You know what? The work I do makes me totally happy. And I tell everyone, you know, it is must be very difficult for somebody who is unhappy at work, then go home and then change totally and be a happy guy at home, you know. Yeah. So I think to me, the restaurants have given me everything. Now, I had two wives, you know, they gave me each one two beautiful sons. So I have four sons, which is like the greatest things in the world, more important than the restaurant and everything. And then having one son, Byron, work with me and being passionate about it and hopefully continue. And so I don't have to sell the restaurants. I keep them in the family as a family business. That for me, I think, makes me proud. And I tell you also what makes me really proud is the longevity of the restaurant.
Yes.
You know, Spago is open 43 years. Gino is open 42 years. I mean, how many restaurants are open for that many years in New York, in LA, or somewhere else? You know, that's really unusual. But it shows that if we take care of the customers, they will come back and come back again and again and, you know, get to our restaurant because they know they're going to feel good when they leave.
Perfect.
Now, what was your question? Did I say something?
You nailed it.
You nailed it. Yeah,
as
absolutely.
Always.
Yeah.
As I'm looking out the studio window at my daughter, my oldest daughter who works with me, my heart was singing and I understand the great fulfillment and purpose of being able to share your professional experience with one of your children is something I did not think I'd get to experience. So I do and will tell you with three daughters and one son that maybe you should still, before it gets too late, experience having a daughter.
if you send me the recipes, I try it.
And if I knew, I'd be a billionaire. But very good. Full of joy, full of passion, purpose. His mission has allowed the commissions to follow. The legacy of Wolfgang Puck will live on forever in the area of hospitality experience and culinary delight. But his personality and his energy is what I personally love to see. I cannot wait to sit down. He keeps promising me I can come up, and I just haven't had the time to have a meal with him. I'm going to invite Brian Burke with us, of course, as well. He's doing an event at your restaurant, so maybe we'll all get together at his event where we all can.
And at any time you want to. You know, I was just for a few days in Las Vegas. I went to the fight on Sunday night. Inoue, you know, he was fighting great fights, and Bob Arum and Lavia were friends of mine. So I think it was really good. And then I went over to our bakery, had breakfast there before I flew back. So I think it's really, for me, going to Las Vegas, hanging out a little bit with the guys, making sure they spend time in the kitchen and not in the office. It's always important. So I went to the bakery downtown on Main Street, and I said, you know, guys, don't spend time on the computer. You know, you're not going to make the guests happy on the computer. You're going to make them by talking to them, by taking care of them.
Great advice from a very wise man. A joy to office hours. Thank you so much, Wolfgang Puck.